BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Laura. I'm 20 and I'm from Leicester. You might not know this, but I once completely embarrassed myself in front of Russell Brand. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills! This week with Nick Grimshaw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, guess who we've got? Guess which member of One Direction we've got on the phone right now?
I'm guessing Liam.
You know, you are such a cheat. I had this and this lined up. Just humour me. Right, guess who we've got?
Harry.
No.
Niall.
No.
Zane.
No.
Brian.
Yes, it's Brian. Hi, Liam.
Hi, it's Brian here.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Good to talk to Brian, my favourite member of One Direction.
Well, I feel as Brian, I am a crucial member in the band, and I do a lot for the band. To be
Brian's
honest.
Sick. Thanks, do you know why Brian's good? Because he sings and he looks good and plays all the instruments. Brian's the best member.
Brian is clearly the best member.
He's got everything going on. How are you, Liam? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. I'm really good. We're just on our way to a Fairfax to do a show, so it's a bit of an early morning for us.
What
so
time?
Is in bed.
What time is it now?
What time is it now? What time is it now? It's quarter to ten, but that's quite an early morning for us.
It's not that early, Liam. I thought you were going to be like 4 a.m. I was going to say.
We did get up at 7:30. Probably a normal morning for most people.
Yeah. Surely you have horrific wake-up times, though, and you must be waking up at like 4 to get your hair done and stuff.
Sometimes. Well, actually, Radio 1 were up at 4 one time because Zane wouldn't answer his phone.
Oh, thanks, Zane.
So I got woken up. So, yeah, thanks, Zane.
Nice one, Zane.
He's got Brian's back.
Okay, well, if you want, we can prank call Zane tomorrow quite early.
I would absolutely love that if you do that for me.
I will do that for you. I'm making a note of it now. Can we do that?
On to-do list.
What time should we wake...
I don't think he'd take it well, though.
What time do you think we should...
In the morning.
What time do you think we should wake Zane up tomorrow? Like 3:30?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please.
I've wrote down Zane, 3:30 a.m. We'll actually do that. So you're on tour in America right now. How many days into it are you, Liam?
Well, we've actually only done one show so far, so we've just started, but it's really good. The shows out here, we're doing quite big, like, arena kind of shows.
Oh, wow.
So. It's a lot of fun. Big crowds are always fun. So it's our first, like, big kind of arena-style tour.
Uh-huh.
But it's still a theatre tour.
Yeah. So it's an arena tour, but it's still a theatre tour. And now that they are...
It's a theatre tour, yeah.
Yeah, now that they are bigger venues that you're doing, do you get to have a good rider? What do you demand in the venue before you play?
The rider the other day was absolutely pants. We got nothing but M&Ms and Snickers.
What? Surely you can demand anything you want now.
We haven't tried yet, actually. I think we need to start trying soon. If you give us something to demand every week, we'll try and demand it. And if we get it, we'll let you know.
Please do that. Let's make that a thing. I think you should demand a tree.
A tree?
I want a living
tree.
Just say I want a tree, a living tree in the dressing room, or we're not going on stage. Try it in Fairfax tonight.
How big a tree are we talking?
Willow.
Willow.
A willow tree.
A 100-year-old willow.
Okay.
No, just some sort of tree.
Not
one of them little crappy Japanese ones. A proper tree. Get that going. A waterfall, maybe you could ask for.
Waterfall, you know, yeah. Very therapeutic.
It'd be quite nice, quite soothing before you go on. Brian would like that.
Yeah, Brian would like that.
A flock of sheep, that would be good.
Brian!
Don't let Brian near the sheep. Nightmare. Where are the others? Why have you got to do this? Are the rest asleep?
I always have to do the phone calls that are in the morning. That's my job.
That's so mean.
It is mean. Tell this to my management.
I will. I'll email them right now.
Funny enough, his name is Will as well. You said I will and his name is Will.
Oh, Will. Give Liam a break.
Will. Give me a break.
Who is the worst one? Who's, like, the most work-shy?
The most what?
Who's the most work-shy? Who's the one who's like, oh,
work-shy.
I really
who's
don't want to...
work-shy? That's an easy one, I think, actually. Is it either Zane or Louis Tomlinson?
Okay. Well, Zane's getting that 3:30 a.m. phoner tomorrow. We're going to quiz him.
Zane's getting a 3:30 a.m. phoner tomorrow.
That's actually happening.
Radio 1. Love it.
Hey, Liam, are any of them annoying you yet?
Are any of them annoying me yet?
Yeah.
No, funnily enough, we get on really well. It's quite funny. I don't know how.
Yeah? I feel like if I was with, like, no offence, Chris, if I was with you every single day on tour...
It'd be annoying.
I'd come home.
Right. That's kind.
No, we get on really well, actually, surprise me. We're having a band argument in ages, which is really good.
I always think it must be so nice to do what you're doing in a band, because I think if you were solo and being as successful as you are, you'd go crazy. But it must be quite nice that there's, you know, four other people to be like, this is a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It's nice, you know, because we've all got each other, we're going through the same thing at the same time, and none of us know what's happening next sort of thing, so it's really nice. But, you know, it'd be boring being on the road on your own anyway. It's like,
yeah.
There's loads of exciting things happening every day, and it's very funny.
Yeah, you'd go mad like Britney. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe I would.
Maybe you would.
I've often thought about shaving my hair off.
Don't do it. How are Louis' feet smelling? Because we read in the paper that the smell of Louis' feet on tour is a major problem for One Direction.
It is quite a problem, considering sometimes he just puts them on the nearest chair, which sometimes might be next to you. And the tour bus at the back has got, like, a big C-shaped couch at the back. It's a very nice tour bus, actually. And he'll just put his feet up randomly somewhere and say, I'm sorry that they smell, but they're going to stay there.
That's
maybe one of the annoying things that he does.
Yeah, that needs to be rectified.
It does. We need to have, like, a feet spray on the tour bus.
That needs to happen.
Nice to be on the rider.
Yeah, get that on the rider. Also, we were saying one big question before we phoned you. We thought, what can we ask Liam? And we thought, this was our hard-hitting question from me and Chris and Chloe.
I'm ready.
We were like, how do you wash your clothes on tour? Because if you're constantly moving...
Brilliant.
Now, that is a really hard-hitting question. That is the hardest question I've ever heard.
I mean...
How do you wash your clothes on tour?
What happens?
We get Will to do it.
Oh, good Will.
Good Will. He pays me back sometimes. He washes my clothes.
So where does he wash them, though? Is there, like, a washing machine on the tour bus?
No, we actually don't have a washing machine. You just pack as much as you can. And last time we came on tour, like, you'd invite your family out to different venues, but you'd plan it really strategically. So then when they came out, you could send your clothes back with them.
That's really nice. Hey, Mum, I need a bit of ironing doing. Thanks for visiting. Forget about the sights of New York.
What's the underwear?
What about missing the UK when you're over there? What's, like, the major thing that you miss? Apart from people, you can't say people.
Just generally the UK, if I'm honest.
Yeah?
Because it's, you know, it's just nice to go home of a night. English weather, apparently the weather's really good over there. I'm really jealous.
So hot, Liam. First barbecue of the season yesterday around mine.
Really? That sounds amazing. I suppose more than anything, we miss the lovely, loyal UK fans.
Yes, you do.
Come on, England.
Come on, England. They always go so mad whenever we speak to you, any of you in America or something.
And Scotland. And Wales.
Yes.
And Northern Ireland.
Everywhere.
United in the kingdom.
Yes. Correct, Chris.
And Ireland as well.
And Ireland.
Everybody.
Yeah.
One world love.
Yeah.
One world love.
Everywhere.
Spread the love.
Liam, we will need to talk about your DVD because I've not seen it yet.
You've not seen it yet?
No. Everyone else at Radio 1 got sent a copy. I didn't. Thanks.
That's not very nice, is it?
No.
That is not very nice at all.
Is that Will?
So we got the DVD coming out on the 28th of this month.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like a big... Well, it's just our show from the UK. We film one of them so that everybody gets a chance to see it. Because obviously, you know, some people didn't get tickets, which isn't very nice. And for the people who did get to see it, they get to relive it again. So it's wonderful.
Is there, like, loads of backstage stuff and stuff that you're like, I can't believe that they started filming it at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, there is a few little backstage snippets. Some exclusives.
Really?
Just for you DVD lovers out there.
He should do adverts.
He really should. That was a wonderful sell for
this
all
is
you.
The best DVD program I've ever done.
Now, will people like it who just love DVDs, or do they have to love One Direction as well?
No, they just have to like DVDs. If you like DVDs, you'll love our DVD.
If you love that format, this is a really good one.
Not Blu-ray. It's not on Blu-ray, but it's on DVD.
Liam, thank you for talking to us.
Oh, it is on Blu-ray, apparently.
Oh, it is on Blu-ray. Okay.
It is on Blu-ray as well.
All you Blu-ray lovers, best buy it.
For all you Blu-ray lovers, if you love Blu-ray as well.
Liam, good to talk to you.
Fantastic. Really nice to talk to you as well.
Make
sure you wake Zane up for me tomorrow.
Sorry?
Make sure you wake Zane up for me tomorrow. I'm going to hold you tomorrow.
I'm serious, Liam. I've made a note and everything. Zane, 3:30 a.m, call, underlined. It's happening.
Love it.
Thanks, Liam.
Thanks very much, mate. See you soon.
Have fun and make sure you please demand a tree for me, because it will happen.
Okay, they'll get a tree and feet spray.
Yeah, they'll get you anything. Sheep in a tree.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Thank you soon, mate.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Nick Grimshaw here, in for Scott Mills. He's off in Azerbaijan, of course. Classic Mills. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you all right?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I'm just at work. Just not working, but at work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you introduced our show today.
I sure did, yeah.
Thanks. It was a great intro.
Oh, thank you.
I really liked it.
Yeah,
however, Laura.
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
Oh,
fill me
yeah.
in. You mentioned Russell Brand. Are you a big Russell Brand fan?
Oh, he's just beautiful, isn't he?
Oh, he's gorgeous, Laura.
It's just them long locks.
It's beautiful.
He is a beautiful human being.
So how long have you been a fan of Russell Brand for?
Well, I guess I've been a fan of him for a while, but obviously in the early days he had like the big back-combed hair and
yeah,
wasn't allowed to fancy someone like that because he was all a bit wild. And then
you weren't allowed. Who
well,
imposed that ban on you?
Well, people didn't know whether he was like a girl or a boy at first. I
yeah,
suppose, so.
Didn't know which way.
Yeah. So I still fancied him. So
yeah, you were up for it in the old days.
Oh yeah, and I'm still up for him now. If because he's single now. So
what
I'm
about when he was on MTV like years ago and he was mental and he'd get naked and stuff?
Yeah, that's totally like still really hot. Yeah,
even it for then? Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah,
and now of course single. You
yeah.
said. Do you want to get married to him for a year like Katy Perry?
Yeah, I can do a year. I'll do a month, like a day. That's fine.
Just one day?
Just one day of being married to Russell Brand would, like, complete me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might as well go for a year.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's up for a year, I'll do a year. If he's up for a century, I'll do a century.
Oh, any Bye. Amount of time, just to have time with him.
Yeah, yeah.
When you divorce him, will you ask for half his money or not?
Of course I will.
You might as well get it, haven't you? You've had to put
God.
Up with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, when did you go meet him?
Well, I was studying in New York and he was doing a book signing.
Uh-huh.
And obviously I thought this was like my perfect opportunity to meet him because obviously it's like a one-on-one thing, kind
yes.
of.
Yeah, I guess, because so like he's doing a signing, you walk up, give him your book yeah. and have a little chat to him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't, yeah, that was it. So I thought I'm going to have to come up with a decent conversation before I meet him so uh-huh. I'm not like stuck there. So me being the number one fan, I knew he was a football fan and I thought, well, he's going to like really like me if I know football.
Yeah.
So I like
good
research.
Tactics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought about this in the
She's
long
She's a
run.
Girl and she likes football.
Yeah, that's all you need, I think. No, you probably don't need that. Yeah,
probably don't need to know anything about football, really. I think just a girl's fine for Russell Brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's alive, I'll take it.
She's got a pulse. So I did my research into, like, his football team and obviously then went to meet him and I assumed he was a West Brom fan because I was like, oh, you must be a West Brom fan because I've seen him, like, loads of times every day, like, West Brom, West Brom, West Brom. And he always puts it on Twitter. So I was like, right, I'll do my research into the team, like, find out how they're doing in the league.
Yeah.
So then I can like meet him and be like, right, here's my big shot. So
you could be like, what about old Davey, number 12, eh? He's had a good season.
This is it. So I was like,
for West Brom.
Conversation. Yeah, everyone else in the queue just doesn't matter. At that moment, it was just going to be me and Russell.
Uh-huh.
So he comes up to me in the queue and I'm like stood there with my book shaking and I thought, that is my chance. So like started bambling on about West Brom and it kind of felt like 5 minutes of just talking. And anyway, he was like looking at me and I was thinking, oh my gosh, he's really impressed. He was kind of stood there like, and I was like, oh yeah, it was good. So at the end, I like finished going on about like the team and the like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, he just kind of looked at me and he went, did you do your research? I was like, yeah, I did. And he went, well, you didn't do it very well. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he went, I'm a West Ham fan. And I was like,
oh no!
I know, it was awful. And I kind of stood there and I was like, oh no.
It's close, I guess.
Well, this is it. It's like,
it's
easily
West.
Close. I know, it's the difference between a Birmingham and a London team, but. Yeah,
well, now all you need to do is get an obsession with someone who supports West Brom.
Yeah, this is it. Well, I'm a Leicester fan, so that's a bit difficult because it's like Birmingham Leicester, but that's fine. I'll take. Well, I'm thinking now when I meet Russell Brand next, I'll at least have my research proper.
Oh, he'll be like, oh, the crazy West Brom lady.
Yeah, and I'm like tweeted him and everything, being like, "I'm so sorry." And, like, I never got anything back, obviously, but but at least I kind of went through the effort of researching and everything.
He'll remember that, though.
This is it, yeah. It's like the first memory of like our load of memories when we have our married life.
Well, when you get married, he'll stand up and do a real funny speech and he'll be like, "Oh, the first time I met Laura, she was a deranged fan."
Yeah, there you go.
Laura, thank you for sharing that story. That's wonderful.
No problem. Can I just give a quick shout out to my sister because she has her A-level drama today, so I just want to wish her luck.
Oh, yes.
That's the shout out.
Oh, okay. Do you know what's her name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to watch it later.
Yeah. Is she in the exam? You're like, thanks. Is she in the exam now?
No, she has it at 4:30 this afternoon, so I'm going to watch her and. I'm not allowed to cheer because obviously it's her exam. But
so what? You're going to go and watch
her.
What happens in the exam? In a drama exam, until she performs a play.
Well, I think today's a monologue, so she has like 2 minutes to show the exam person that she's the next star, and then she can become a star, and then introduce me to Russell Brand. And I'll marry Russell Brand. So
stop saying Russell Brand.
Sorry. Laura, word, woman.
Just say it one more time.
Russell Brand.
Laura, thank you so much for calling.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Enjoy
very much.
Stephanie's monologue.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Thank you to Laura for starting our show. A lot of people loving Laura on the text saying, we should have her on as a permanent feature. Get rid of you, maybe?
No, I'm no? not so keen.
No?
I can see the logic in that.
Best intro ever, says Kaz in Grimsby. Bless Laura. Yeah, it's kind of... it was a funny story, but also attacked my heart, Chris.
Why?
Because she'd done a little research into him and like learnt all the facts about West Brom, and it's actually West Ham. Craig in Bristol says Adrian Childs is a West Brom fan. Will he do, Laura? From Russell Brand to Adrian Childs?
Yeah.
Laura, if you don't want him, Katy Perry, holla. Or Frank Skinner. Are they pin-ups like Russell Brand?
I think so.
Whitney saying, love the Russell Brand lady. Her rambling should be a permanent feature. Maybe we could make that dream come true.
What? Okay.
She can have a second meeting with Russell Brand. I just saw a picture of him in the paper. I'll find out where he is. Do some research.
What, and then we go along with her or something? How are you going to do this? You could help her.
Is he allowed in the BBC?
Good point.
I don't know, because I said maybe he could come in here, but might be a bit... don't know. We'll see.
I'll tweet him.
You tweet him. We can always meet him outside or in like middle ground or something. Meet him in a park with public people away from telephones. We could always do that. I'll do some research and maybe we could introduce Laura. Good. Okay. Let's just not get him to call her or anything now. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi to Emily in Nottingham, enjoying that this afternoon. Hi to JJ as well, who says, yes, barbecue 2 today. I don't know if I'm going to do barbecue 2 today. Did barbecue 1 last night. I've got a burn on this hand, and I've sliced my palm open on this side.
Did this actually happen then?
Actually happened, yeah, look at that.
The barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, what was quite awkward yesterday when I did the barbecue, which we need to talk about because you didn't come, but that's fine, it was quite a panic. So I was getting everything ready, and my friends all came round, people from Radio 1 came round, and I sort of was giving jobs to people. So I was like, right, Caroline, you cut up that avocado. My friend Miriam came round, she's like, is there anything that I can do? I was like, yeah, Miriam, get all this meat on the barbecue. So I sort of handed her, like, 12 raw hamburgers, loads of sausages. I was like, you get them going on the barbecue, I'll make this salad dressing, and then we're all right. So she's like, okay. Takes the meat out. So Miriam was cooking for the majority of the night. She was like, does anyone want this rare, medium rare? She was really doing it really well.
For the burgers?
Yeah. She was on it. She was doing it really well.
Wow.
So she was cooking all the meat on the barbecue for about an hour and a half. And then when she left, my friend Matt was like, oh, Matt Fincham, we all know him. My friend Matt. That idiot that I work with. Was like, I love Miriam. She's great, isn't she? He said, but I don't know if I could... you know, be that good a friend with a vegetarian. I was like, who's a vegetarian? He's like, Miriam. She's like really anti-meat. I was like, oh good, I'm glad that I made her cook.
She was your chef.
She was actually cooking the raw meat, yeah, on the barbecue. Yeah, and apparently she was like being all like, hey, she's quite right on. And she was all talking like about the food chain and how we're at the same level as pigs, so we really shouldn't eat them. I was like, Miriam, get these sausages on. So sorry for forcing a quite strong vegetarian to cook meat for loads of people she doesn't know. Thanks for coming. The Scott Mills Daily. So this feels weird. I'm on the other side of the desk right now. You can watch us online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We're about to play, for my first time ever, Innuendo Bingo.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Quite dramatic for a game which is just us spitting water everywhere. It's going to happen. If you are at home, if you are revising, either join in with us and get a cup of water, put a bit in your mouth when you hear the clips trying not to laugh, or you can watch us, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Are we on now? Is this it? Are we on? Hi. That's us. Chris, you were like saying, can you just lower the camera a little bit?
No, no.
Is that not a good angle for you?
No, I was thinking more for you.
Oh, thanks. My hair looks like someone's mad auntie today. I look like someone's auntie Paula. Look at that. It's not good, is it?
Anyway, we're on.
Anyway. Anyway, come and look how awful my hair looks online. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So what are the rules, Chris? Talk me through.
Well, I suppose this is your first time actually playing. You just put a cup of water.
Uh-huh.
Never explain the innuendo, but just a cup of water.
Uh-huh.
Water in the mouth, see what happens.
Okay. How much?
For the bin.
Not for you?
No.
Okay. How much water?
Fill your cheeks.
Please, can that be your new catchphrase? Chris, fill your cheeks up. Okay, I'm going to fill my cheeks. I'm already laughing, hang on. Okay.
I was trying to say go.
Okay. Sorry. First up, from Gok Cooks Chinese. Careful. This was from David.
Yeah. Right. Here we go.
Now, I want to get my meat out. Now, I want to get my meat out.
Oh. No thanks, Gok. Next up, from Cash in the Attic, this was spotted by Isaac. Hang on, I'll get a mouthful.
So, George, tell me about how you first met, then.
A friend of ours organised the foursome.
Oh, my head! Chris!
Sorry.
That is good. Over the head!
I didn't mean you had your head in the bin.
Jeez.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Right.
Out of your mouth. Oh, my God. Next up we have, from the Chelsea Flower Show, which I got invited to, weirdly.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? This was spotted by Michael off of France.
But it can be just as daunting showing someone your own back garden for the first time. After all, it's a personal space.
That one was okay.
A friend of ours organised the foursome.
Okay. I'm coping well. It's quite hydrating, this. Tune in. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Come and watch this nonsense. Next up, from Matt in the Forest of Dean. Mystical. We have something from Aldi City. Hang on, we get some water.
Yeah, she's taking it hard.
No, Nick. No, right, now it begins.
Okay. She's taking it hard. Poor lady.
Oh.
Next up, from Chris Evans on Radio 2, spotted by Emily off of Hampshire. This is Gareth Malone from the Military Wives Choir thing, talking about Gary Barlow. Hang on, one that doesn't speak, hit it.
When did you get the call? Well,
I can't remember, it was earlier in the year. Gary said, come and have a cup of tea. And he's a tea bag sort of fellow.
I know. Oh, no, Mick! Oh, no!
Play that that one again.
He's a tea bag sort of fellow.
I know.
He's a tea.
Didn't even have any water then.
No, I just wanted to spit out. That's incredible. Okay.
Oh no, this is gonna be a wet one.
Yep.
That's been confirmed now, it's gonna be a wet one.
From the test match special, this was spotted by Ian in Suffolk.
What's he doing down there?
God knows.
He's rubbing his hands in Strauss's crease.
Oh no. This has always gone all over me, and I almost ruined my career by swearing then.
What's he doing down there?
God knows.
He's rubbing his hands in Strauss's crease.
Get your hands out of his crease! That's my favourite.
Next up from Corrie, this was Rachel off of Newcastle. Do we just have to sit and be wet now for the rest of the show?
Yeah.
Okay, I really want to spit it right in your face for getting me over the head. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been thinking about, hanging baskets.
What is that rude?
Is that one? Is that an error? Was that a mistake?
Was that a mistake?
You know, I've been thinking about, hanging baskets.
That's not rude.
I don't know how that slipped in.
I don't get that one. Does he mean...
I don't know what they
what does he mean?
It could be anything.
You think these, or...
I don't know what Norris don't was know. Thinking.
Dirty Norris. Right, from BBC Radio Somerset, this was spotted by Paul in Bristol. Last one. Here we go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Give them a ring. They'll ask you some basic questions. You don't need to have your energy bill out or anything like that. It's not that complicated. It's all stuff you know off the top of your head. Mm. And see if you can get a man round who wants to fill your cavities.
And see if you
can get a man round who wants to fill your cavities.
Oh, Paul in Bristol. That one was wonderful. I think that was my favourite one. Well, Chris, thanks for playing.
Oh, no. Did you enjoy it?
My shoes are wet, my jeans are wet, my T-shirt is, my face and hair. So, no, not really.
Yeah, but you can tell your friends you've played this game now.
I can. I feel closer now that some water that's been in your mouth has been sprayed all over my face and hair. Thanks.
Daily.
And of course, Jay-Z is going to be headlining our Hackney weekend on the Saturday, which I'm so excited for now, especially because it's all hot out and ready for festivals. Ready for that one. However, after last night's event of the summer, that's what some people are calling it, it's on a few blogs today, there's probably no point even in doing Hackney. Live events, if you're thinking, oh God, this is annoying, trying to figure out what Naz wants on his rider, if that's annoying, or if Jay-Z's like, I want 14 porter cabins, but you can only get 12 and a little portaloo, then cancel it. Because last night was actually incredible. Did you enjoy it, Chris?
I can't believe I wasn't there.
Yeah, you didn't come, did you?
I honestly thought this was one of your on-air things.
No, it wasn't an on-air gag. It was a real life... enjoyable and in no way stressful.
I thought if I turned up at your house, it would be really awkward.
Why?
Because there wasn't a barbecue happening and I probably wouldn't have been invited.
I'd just be at home with a face mask on.
So I was at home playing Hackney Dash on the laptop.
Hackney's just been cancelled.
Well, because of the garden.
Because last night was so good. It was a big Radio 1 event. They were all there. The one that doesn't speak. He was there. Chloe from upstairs.
Yeah?
She is there. Who, by the way, stop ignoring me coming downstairs. Laura off of Greg's show is there.
Greg?
No, Greg didn't want to come.
Snubbed.
Well, Greg did want to come, but then he texted me saying that he wasn't in the right mood for barbecues.
Right.
Which I thought was weird.
Don't know what mood you have to be.
Thanks, Greg. Snubbed. Ian from Greg's show.
Oh.
Do you think he came or not?
I think so, yeah.
Snubbed.
Oh.
Sorry, Ian, you're out of my life. No, Ian's moving house today.
Okay.
So he needs to pack boxes.
But it was a good night.
Yep, Gary Pounder came. Little bit late. What time did you get there? 10? 9:30. Yeah. I said from 6:30. So just 3 hours late. He came. Who else came?
Chris Moyles.
Chris Moyles came! He can have one of them.
What's that?
Well, I saw Moyles yesterday. I've never hung out with Moyles outside of work. Ever, right. Ever. And I always say, like, oh, we should do it. We should definitely do it. I left him, like, a little note once saying, because I'm on at night, he's on in the morning, so he comes in the studio next. And I was like, oh, come and come round, you know, we'll go for a drink sometime. Never replies to my notes. But then yesterday, me and Laura were nipping out for a coffee, and we ran into him, and he's like, what's going on? I said, I'm doing a barbecue tonight. A few people from work come in. If you want to come, he's like, well, I work here. Can I come? I was like, I'd love you to come. And he came round.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe it, because everyone was like, no way will Chris come round to your house. I was like, oh, thanks. No, it's only small. But he came round, and it was fun.
Did he bring food, or...?
I told him just to bring some beer and some lols, and he brought them both.
Really?
He was very prompt, came alone, and he was great.
He was on time.
He was on time, he was punctual, Gary Pounder, and he brought beers. Yeah, it was fun. It was really nice. Gave him the grand tour. That took about 4 minutes. Then we hung out in my bedroom for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like hanging out, you know, and then when you end up drifting away from the losers at the party and stuff.
To the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I know what you mean.
No, it's not like that. We were just deciding what to do with my bedroom walls because I've just moved in. So I was getting some decorating tips off of him. So we've decided on a light grey in the end.
Are you going to do another barbecue tonight?
No.
I mean, the weather's good.
No. I've never, ever hosted something at my house like that. I've had people around for drinks and like parties and stuff, but I've never done any form of cooking. And yesterday when we finished at the radio at 4, probably got out by 4:30, I told people to come around from 6:30. Now, having just moved in, when I was moving out of the other house, I left it to the last minute. So things like pans and bowls, I thought, oh, I can't even be bothered packing them. I'm just going to throw them out. So I threw everything out because I was like, I don't cook. Everything had to go to storage for 6 weeks, then come back, and I was like, oh, I can't be bothered doing that.
So you just threw it out?
I was like, I'll just throw them out.
No, you can't do that. That's so bad.
Why?
You can't just throw out plates and...
No, I get plates because I eat off plates, but I never cooked, so I had all these pans cluttering up my kitchen. Never cooked in my life. However, yesterday that did prove a problem. 2-hour window. So me and Caroline, my friend Caroline, had to run around central London in 2 hours. We had to go and buy bowls, chopping boards, knives, like everything that you need for a house.
Yeah.
Which people spend a bit of time doing. Maybe, you know, a leisurely afternoon in John Lewis or something. Literally, just get anything, any bowl. Just a bowl for us. Bowl for nuts! Salad bowls! Literally screaming and panicking and running around.
Barbecues?
Yep, we did all that. Then we did a big shop. Went and got all the food that we need, which was also really panicky. Like, literally supermarket sweep. Bought all the food for about 15 people coming round in about 5 minutes. Fincham came round as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm gutted I didn't come.
He brought a plus one. And then we did get, which was fine. And then we're on the way home, and we're getting home, and we're like, do you know what, Caroline? We are going to do this. It's almost 6. We've got 30 minutes. People expect food as they get there. She's like, well, just light up the barbecue. And I was like, I don't have a barbecue.
So disposables?
Disposables, right. Yeah. Urgent disposables. But yeah, all in all, a wonderful night. Like I said, the event of the summer. Maybe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills is in Azerbaijan. He loves it there, doesn't he? Mm. Absolutely loves it. Hi, Scott Mills.
Hello, Baku calling.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually watching a band from Belarus perform at the moment.
Yay!
And that's good. They're called Light Sound. Oh, I think they're about to finish, at which point I'm going to have to do the thing which I did the other day.
Oh, I love that.
Which is go off and do that. So I'm doing like 10 things at once, but I'm enjoying it. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I like it when you do double, when you get really showbiz and do double jobs.
It's a bit confusing because at one point, I think the other day, I talked to you on the microphone here and then went back to talk to you and then it was on about like Croatia or something, so it does get a little bit confused.
Well, don't get confused.
I've got two microphones on the go, it's all good.
Well, don't get confused and just have a chat over the Tannoy system.
I know, That would be bad. Here we go.
Love it, and he does this.
Is he off again? Yeah. This is he's always rehearsing.
I know.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, hi.
What? That was quick.
Yeah, yeah, it was just a little 5 second thing.
Just a little 5 second.
Basically, that is all we're doing. Because the shows are massive shows with a lot of acts on, imagine, like, a 2 hour X Factor. Obviously, all the cameras and lights have to be correct. So, literally, they just rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. We've seen this show twice already, and then obviously it goes out
tonight. Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Can you not get someone to stand in for you just to say, Georgia?
No, because then I won't see it and I won't be able to make hilarious quips about the
act. Oh, that's true. That's completely true right there. Yeah.
Good news as well, tonight, because on Tuesday it was just us looking hot in an arena and introducing some bands. Tonight you can actually vote.
Ooh.
UK people can vote.
Oh, so we can decide. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight because on Tuesday it was quite passive. Sorry. Yeah. It was just on in the background. But tonight, I'm going to watch it. I'm ready for tonight.
If you could give it your full attention, that would be much appreciated.
I will. You can quiz me on it tomorrow. There's definitely excitement building about it now.
I know. It's because, I mean, obviously the Grannies are through and Jedwood are through to the final now. And that will make a good final. And there actually are some quite good... I mean, it's pure pop, but there are quite good pop songs in the final, so everyone's quite excited. You can't imagine what it's like here. Everything is Eurovision branded. Taxis, buses, there's posters, billboards everywhere. Give me a second.
You're off again.
This is I only want to interview people like this now. Take time.
Sarah Cox.
There's Coxie.
She is now.
There she is.
Sarah Cox.
She's sounding good.
Introducing Portugal.
Oh, do you get to choose who you get to intro? Do you get to intro your favourites?
No, you don't get to choose.
Mm, that's
we
a shame.
Flip-flop it between.
Yeah, yeah. How is Coxie?
I'll let you have a chat to her in a minute.
Can we chat to her?
She's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, in a minute, hang on.
Okay.
Introducing Portugal.
Oh, God, Soz. Sauce. So when do you get back, Scott? Because Chris here is heartbroken.
Is he pining?
He's really pining. He's drawing pictures. He keeps writing Chris Mills on his own workbook.
Oh, that's weird. I am actually back tomorrow, and then I'm going to do the results for London on Saturday. So, yeah, I'm back tomorrow. I'm not going to be here for the final, which is going to be a bit weird after it being my life for a week.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of torturous that you're just there for the build-up.
And I'll be to be sat watching on TV going, I was there on Friday.
Yeah, have an advent calendar, not actually celebrate Christmas, though.
Hello, do you want to speak to Sarah?
Yes, please.
You're live on Radio 1, don't swear.
Hey, darling.
Hi.
I'll be doing my little catchphrase tonight, which is, are we on?
Are we on? It's a good catchphrase. The nation are really taking it to their hearts.
I'm going to get some T-shirts printed up with, are we on? And me on the back looking all confused. Is it really warm there? It's really annoying that it's gone really nice and warm.
Do you know what? It's really hot. Like yesterday, and I hate those people that complain that it's too hot. It was actually too hot yesterday.
Oh,
like, it was horrible.
Oh, I'm well, Joel. Me and Scott are having a brilliant time. I'm the wife he never wanted. I just walk around like my Brenham going, Scott, hold me ice cream. I can't find my key card. Scott, hold me handbag. Where's my lip balm? And then I ask him questions that he can't answer. Things like, well, I'd be too hot in these trousers, Scott. And then I make him take pictures of me stood next to stuff. And then I just rip him his back to 50 when he doesn't want me to. And we moldy spray. And he's just like, oh, God, what could have been if things would have been a bit different? Could have had a wife like me. He loves it. I'll link his arm and everything. You'll see us tonight on a video. We're linking. I'm like, put your leg in bed. Come on. And we're like the odd couple. It's really lovely.
Amazing. On your honeymoon in Azerbaijan.
It is our honeymoon. Getting to know you. We're just having the best time. It's really lovely.
Are you staying for the final? Are you back and all?
No, I'm back home. I'm seen in the night garden on Saturday morning. It's all go for me.
Oh.
Live show, backstage passes, hello, Tinky Winky. Oh, no, that's wrong show.
That's Teletubbies. They might be there, though. Yeah. Might be there, you never know. We tried to get, yesterday, last night, I did a barbecue at my house for the staff of Radio 1.
Oh, you know, oh, did you, I heard about it on Morals. I'm gutted I missed that.
I know, but we tried to get a musical act to play last night, and... in the night garden, we're going to be one of the acts that we were going to have in the garden, but they snubbed in the end.
Oh, that's just that would have been amazing.
Would have been quite magical, I think.
Upsy-daisy, here I come. I'm the only upsy one. Oh, I'm gone on my own. Am I out to Ukraine? What, who was that? Portugal? Hang on.
Is she off doing her thing now?
She's off doing her thing. Does she know she's on the radio?
There she goes.
Oh, my God. How, how is it being married to Sarah Cox?
Yeah. It's, hang on, it's me now. Hang on,
oh,
me.
My God.
This is weird.
This is the worst time ever to phone anyone. Should we just get rid of him? Just bin him off. Bye, Scott. Bye, Sarah.
It's just chaotic there,
absolutely
isn't it?
Chaotic. I have something to play to you, which is wonderful. It's entitled The Euro Fails Package.
Okay.
Some of the highlights of Scott and Sarah's broadcasting from Azerbaijan.
Oh, wow.
Exclusive on BBC Three, with rapid flashing images, it's the first of the semi-finals, and here's Sarah.
Well, salam, necessen, sol. Hello, how are you? Thank you, and welcome. Here we go, then.
At the moment, there's a lot of drumming going on behind us. I hope you can still hear me, it's extremely loud. Sarah's over the other side of the arena now with a special guest.
Golden Girls from Russia.
We may be on, we may not be, I don't know.
Oh, help me out. This reporter is safe, right?
If I could hear what you're saying, I'd help you. She's just talking and I'm just going, yeah.
We're on. Let's just do TV anyway. We're not sure.
It's a place.
Oh, my word. Engelbert Humperdinck. Hello, sir. Hello.
Ah, hi.
It's been exciting here.
I've just done a lot of stairs.
Yeah.
It's quite a way, isn't it?
I think we might be getting Jedward on the phone, I've heard. Now, I can see them over by their table. Can you see the glinting silver of Jedward? They're all the way over there. Can you see them? So, look, I'm jumping up and down. Jedward! Hi! I love you! I'm your number one fan! Yeah, I don't know if they're even waving at me. Hi!
Bye.
Jedward, is that you?
I'm going. What am I doing?
Hi, Jedward. Hello.
Yo.
Anyway.
So how do you... Oh, sorry.
Yo, Jedward.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jedward.
Well done.
Jedward, we're here. Just Linda Martin. She's like a mentor. It's crazy. She's like a 19 next to.
Did you enjoy it? You were brilliant.
Hi, guys. We're really wet right now. We changed our outfits. These are copies of our outfits.
People want to know why your hair was floppy. Oh, they're having a dance.
All right, let's go over to Sarah.
Are we on? Are we on? Only joking. I know we are this time. Well, that was a magical TV moment. I'm sure you'll all agree.
Yay! More of that tonight on BBC Three from 8 p.m. You're going to be tuned in?
Definitely.
I'm so going to watch tonight. Are we on?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We forgot to have our lunch today.
We did.
I can't believe it. Wrong mic. We were distracted by Brian for One Direction.
Yeah.
Starving now. We need to have some lunch.
Okay.
It needs to happen. I've been so unhealthy today. Yesterday at the barbecue, remember the one that you didn't come to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you remember that? The one where I slaved over the oven for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I just didn't believe you. I'm sorry.
I made like 5 salads yesterday.
Oh.
And you still didn't come.
I wouldn't have been fussed about that, to be honest.
Hey, they were good ones, though. Bit of goat's curd.
What?
Homemade.
I don't even know what that is.
No, I don't actually. I think it's just a bit mushed up goat's cheese.
Okay.
It was all right. So kind of healthy last night. This morning, I had to go and have new Radio 1 pictures done. This is always annoying, to to go and have new Radio 1 pictures done, because they make you go and have a picture taken to, like, put on the website or something, or to use on cards to put upstairs.
Yes.
And then they take, like, 2 years to come out.
Right.
I don't want my picture taken. I'm not bothered. Anyway, so I had that today. So I got up there, went there and did that this morning. Starving, didn't have any breakfast. Went over there and I thought, oh, they might have a nice bit of breakfast on or something. They might have a nice bit of muesli on, yeah, bit of fruit or something. They had just plates of biscuits out and chocolate croissants.
Cool.
So I pounded them for breakfast. So that's quite an unhealthy breakfast. So what I'm saying now is that we need a healthy lunch to balance it out. Yes or no?
No.
What do you want?
Pizza.
We can't have pizza, because by the time it's done and here, it'll be time to go.
All right.
We need something quick. On my list so far, you've asked for a couple of packets of Pombez.
Why now, have you just said this?
Are you seven, and are we going to the zoo?
Now, the problem is, those crisps are the nicest tasting crisps, but they look like they're just designed for four-year-olds.
They are.
They taste great.
They're made for babies, because they, like, dissolve in your mouth, and they look like bears.
And it's embarrassing walking around with a packet of them.
Yeah. I didn't think adults ate them.
Well, I don't think you're allowed, but I think it's a bit like adults eating baby food. I don't know if you've tried that at all.
No, I haven't. Why would I have done that?
Okay. I've got to admit, I gave it a go not too long ago.
Why?
And some of it's quite nice.
Yeah? What are you into?
No, don't worry.
What are you into?
Move on.
Maybe tomorrow we could do a little cookery course on baby foods.
I'll bring you in some baby food.
I don't mind a rusk without milk.
Okay.
Have you had a rusk without milk?
I don't know what that is.
A rusk? Like what you give a baby.
Okay.
It's like a big biscuit thing.
Well, that's lunch tomorrow sorted then.
What about dog food? Have you ever tried that?
No, have you?
I've had a dog biscuit once, yeah.
And do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. I was eating them. I was eating them for a while at a counter, and I thought that they were just free snacks, but they were actually for dogs.
I'm sure there's an exclusive in that somewhere.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean? I don't know. A lot of people are with you, Chris, saying that those crisps are for adults.
It's just a branding problem, really, isn't it, with the Pombez?
Yeah.
They need to be called... They need to rebrand them to...
Adult...
Lad Bears.
Lad Bears. And lads, lads, lads.
It would all be a bit more comfortable eating them.
Yeah. And then they could be more... Because they're kind of like... They look quite innocent. So they could be more on like a laddie pose, like got another bear in an headlock.
Yeah. Lad Bears. They should do that.
Lad Bears. I'm really craving a pack of Lad Bears now. Gary Pounder's had to go out for Lad Bears.
I've just asked him to get 5 packets.
5 packets?
Yeah.
But 5 packets each.
A young version.
Yeah. Maybe we pitch that. Lad Bears.
Dragon's Den.
Yeah. So, you know those bears? I'm out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
On the way, we're going to play Oh, What's Occurring. Not with Aidan Grimshaw today, but we always leave it with not enough time to find an actual celebrity. Is there anyone famous in the building? If there is, report to us in the basement. Or if you're near Radio 1, you've got about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on, pop in. Who's that man in the hat in there? You see that man in the hat? He's got like a yellow hat on. He's with Tim Westwood. He looks famous because he's got sunglasses on inside. So he's either famous or an idiot.
Brilliant. You can't just say that.
Why? Oh, no, I think he's an idiot. Don't recognise him. He must be the lad. What?
They can hear us.
So, if you're famous, come through. If not, move on.
BBC Radio 1. Why?
You might have noticed. In fact, that thing's broke. Let me put it on this one.
BBC Radio 1. Why?
But first, you might have noticed, I'm in the daytimes at the moment. Have you noticed?
I have noticed,
yes.
Yeah.
Which means I have nights off, which is all very, very exciting. Last night, big barbecue. The one that doesn't speak came. Gary Pounder came. That Chris didn't come, and that Chris didn't come. But anyway. So it's been quite fun having nights off. What are you doing tonight?
What, are you going to invite me to something, or...?
No, not at all. I'm just asking what you're doing.
Barbecue at yours?
No, I'm not. I can't be bothered doing it again. Well, I might do it a little bit, only because I've got excessive meat. I've got, like, a lot of extra meat in the fridge.
Very good.
So I might as well just get rid of it and barbecue it. So if you want to come round, yes, but I'm not, like, running around like I did yesterday, emptying ashtrays and making everyone drinks. You can just, like, come around and do it yourself if you want.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah?
That's very much an off-air thing as well, yeah? You're happy with me just turning up at your house
yes.
and eating your food?
Yes.
Well, that's cool with
it's
me.
It's absolutely fine. We can do that. Well, tonight, if you are at a loose end, do pop round to my house. Anyone listening, if you fancy it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good news, the Lad Bears have arrived.
Yes.
Yes. Even though they don't taste like chlorine at all, they kind of make me smell and taste chlorine because the only time that I ever had them was after swimming.
I love them.
Oh, they are good. I love them. Lad Bears. Salt and vinegar, plain, whatever. Lad Bears, I love them. That's the advert. we're going to play Oh, What's Occurring in about 10 minutes' time. We've not found anyone famous yet.
He's got to be famous in there. I don't think we should get Zane Lowe back. It was...
You got shouted
wrong
yesterday.
You
were such a cheat yesterday. I can't believe you cheated. Now, be honest. I won't do the whole Zane thing of making sit on my knee and stare me in the eye. Did you know the second one?
I honestly didn't know the second one. But I've sat down with management today and the agreement is I can play.
Yeah.
But I cannot cheat.
You can't cheat.
So it's, I can.
Okay.
I won't be cheating.
Are we allowed to have management on as celebrities? As a guest? Can we do that? Reese, Ben, Limla? Holla. If you want to get out of that office, stop staring at those Hackney blueprints. Why don't you come downstairs and play Oh, What's Occurring? If you want. Probably left by now. It's 3:30 after all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good news, everyone. I have secured a big star to play Oh, What's Occurring. Okay, earlier in the week, we wanted Aidan Grimshaw. He didn't bother coming, but screw him. We've got someone better than him. Sure, we had Liam from One Direction on the phone, but we've got someone even bigger than him joining us in the studio very, very soon to play Oh, What's Occurring? All the way from the first floor, Limla! Just Limla from upstairs, isn't
it? Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought you'd been... serious. I thought you'd somehow secured some mega huge...
Yes, Limla, hello. She is massive in parts of this building. She's got a lot of fans on that first floor.
Well, let's get her down.
Yeah, we'll get her down. Oh, What's Occurring with Limla? She probably won't come down now. So that's happening. Chris, are you ready for a game of Oh, What's Occurring?
Of course.
Okay, well, guess who you're playing against today? You probably know because she's been sat here for about the last 20 minutes. She's excited.
I'm so not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Hi, Limla from the first floor.
Hello, Grimmy.
From the management office.
Yeah.
You best button that shirt up, Chris.
Yeah.
Look smart, set up proper.
Yeah.
Fix up, look sharp.
Get that website off there that you've been looking at with the ladies on it.
Yep.
We're going to play Oh, What's Occurring? I'm going to join in because I don't know the answer to these things. Today, who's that tweeting? So it's going to be me and Limla.
Yay.
And Chris. How is management looking today up there, Limla? Is everything all right in Radio 1 HQ?
Yeah, we always look on point.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're
okay,
on point up.
Good. Did Reese tell you about his message that I sent him?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to tell me about it?
I just, well, what do you think? Probably not. Probably not for on air.
What do you think?
What do you think, Chris? I showed it you.
No.
Is it not for on air? Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Limla, you're out with this. Yeah. I've got a dream before Hackney Weekend.
Yeah.
Before Jay-Z goes on.
Yeah.
You know, usually like Scott Mills DJs or Vernon or something. Uh-huh. And everyone's like, oh, just get on with it. I want the headliner. Yeah. I thought this year, me and Becky could warm up the crowd, the rap-loving crowd, right, who are waiting for Jay-Z,
okay,
by doing a rap battle.
Wow.
So G-Money versus Huckster Rhymes.
What rap are you going to do, though?
Well, I don't know. We rapped at the Christmas party.
No, because we were on point at the Christmas
we
party.
We killed it, Limla!
Like, they were wanted us to sing more, rap more.
So what if it was 8 o'clock and still light outside?
Like, it's a lot of people. The Christmas party was a small number.
Yeah.
It's
I think I could do it.
People.
I think I could still do it. Mention it just to Big Boss Ben Cooper
up
there.
I'll be your groupie. I'll be at the back cheering you on.
Come in my hype man if you want.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Thanks, Limla.
No worries.
Okay, we are going to do Who's That Tweeting. If you want to join in, you can text us 81199. Or you can tweet us as well, at BBCR1. Okay, today, the voice of the tweets, we have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Gary Pounder. I'm the substitute voice of the tweets today.
That's Gary Pounder. There he is, waving in the Life Lounge. God. That little guy. I looked after Gary Pounder last night, you know?
Yeah.
When he came to the barbecue. Said, oh, I don't want any bother. Don't want any trouble. But I said, should I do a little plate? And he went, yeah. Got him some salad on there. Did you like it? Yeah? He ate goat's curd for the first time. So Gary Pounder is the voice of the tweets. All you have to do is tell me, who's that tweeting? Chris, Limla, here's the first one.
Wow, just looking around, and we are going to get battered at the tug of war.
Oh, a tug of war.
A tug of war.
There's got to be a celebrity who enjoys a bit of tug of war.
Yeah, celebrity that enjoys a tug. Look who's saying Zane's here.
Oh, no.
Zane's had a chat with management, Zane. He's not going to cheat. Chris cheated yesterday, Limla.
How?
He knew
all the answers and Zane was furious.
It fills me with fear when Zane Lowe looks at me.
No cheating.
No cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Down here, no
I know.
Cheating.
I'm
Right.
It's not who's that cheating. It's
who's that tweeting.
Wow. Just looking around and we are going to get battered at the tug of war.
I'm going to go Donald Trump.
Why are you obsessed with Donald Trump? He doesn't tweet.
It's just a statistics game in the sense that at some point it will be him.
Okay, you're saying Donald Trump, Limla?
Jordan.
You're saying Jordan?
Yeah.
I am saying that Sam woman from The Only Way is Essex.
And I'm hoping I'm not right, actually.
Zane's watching. It is.
That was Dane Bowers.
Oh!
Dane Bowers, tug of war.
Wow.
That was Dane.
Wow.
I've not seen him since Ava Tug City. I'm joking.
Do you enjoy a tug of war?
Every now and then. Do you?
Yeah. When I can.
Do you do it often then?
There's not that many opportunities.
Oh, right, okay.
No.
Where would you do this tug of war though? Where?
It should be at the Olympics, shouldn't it?
Really? You're that good? Okay, next one of who's that tweeting for 20 Scott Mills points. Who's this tweeting?
I like trying to chirp girls you know you have Bob Hope and No Hope with. It's fun knowing they're just turning their noses up. Try it.
What? I don't even know what he's on about. Say that one again.
I like trying to chirp girls you know you have Bob Hope and No Hope with. It's fun knowing they're just turning their noses up. Try it.
Chirps birds.
There's a bit of Cockney rhyming slang in there.
That's like chatting up, isn't it?
Chatting
up,
yeah.
That's like a street term, isn't it? Mm. So it has to be somebody that's...
One of those street terms. It's all that hip lingo they use upstairs in management. Hashtag youth.
Hashtag chirps.
So looking for something quite street then.
Yeah. I think it might be Joey Essex.
Okay. I'm going to go Phaser from N-Dubs.
Okay, that's a good
Phaser,
guess.
Phaser.
Yeah.
Phaser. I'm going to go with another N-Dubs person.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
I'm going to go with Dappy.
With Dappy. Yeah. Okay.
Is it Dappy tweeting from court? Oof. Is it Phaser? Is it Dappy? Or is it Joey Essex? Or it might be someone else.
That was Frankie Kokoza.
Oh.
Of course.
Bloody Kokoza. Frankie Kokoza off of X Factor.
Oh, yeah, him.
He came 7th or 8th in X Factor, didn't he?
Yeah, the one with the hair.
No, he got kicked out.
Oh, that was the one.
Kicked out because he went to the pub or something. Yeah. Big afternoon in a harvester. He lost it in there. Okay, next one for 20 Scott Mills points. Who's this tweeting?
It is really amazing to watch somebody grow and blossom from a teenage girl into an amazing young woman.
Is it? Sounds gross. By the way, well done to Becky who got that one right on the text.
Really?
Yep, 20 Scott Mills points. Who's this?
It is really amazing to watch somebody grow and blossom from a teenage girl into an amazing young woman.
Limla, let's start with you. Who do you think that is?
Tom Cruise?
Great shout.
Sorry, shut up. She's 19 now.
Yeah.
She wears high heels, you know.
I know she does. Hey, that's sorry. Sorry's the right brat, isn't she? You know it, don't you? Never met her, but what a brat.
Chris, I'm still thinking. Do you want to go or?
I have no idea who that could be. Absolutely no idea. It's the weirdest tweet. I think maybe I'm going to say like Simon Cowell, maybe talking about like one of his pop stars, like, wow, she's grown into this great woman.
Good
so
one.
I'm saying Simon Cowell.
Talking about Talisa.
I'm going to go...
Maybe talking about Demi Lovato.
Kiefer Sutherland. Jack Bauer.
Okay, is it Kiefer Sutherland?
That was Cheryl Cole.
Oh, Cheryl.
Who's she talking about?
Who is she talking about? Pounder, is she talking about? Cheryl. Gary Pounder, she's talking about. You're an amazing young woman, Gary. Don't you forget it. What a great woman. Right, next one. For 20 Scott Mills points, who's this tweeting?
I love it when the sun comes out. All the birds come out and I can see them from my window. I love nature.
I don't think it's Bill Oddie.
It ain't Bill Oddie, is it?
How about Richard Attenborough?
Richard Attenborough? You going Richard Attenborough? Chris, who are you saying? Love a bit of nature.
Harry Styles.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah, he likes the birds coming out, doesn't he?
Whoa. Yeah.
Lads, I'm going to say Sarah Arden. For Girls Aloud and the pub. Let's find out who's that tweeting.
That tweet was from Lee Ryan.
Oh, we're doing rubbish at this today.
Yeah.
Lee Ryan.
It's all like the old school people.
I know.
Old school boy bands. What's that all about?
Who follows Dame Bowers and Lee Ryan? Who does do that? Gary Pounder. Yeah. Okay, next one. For 20 Scott Mills points. Limla, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, like.
Chris, you ready?
Yeah.
Who's this tweeting?
Just walked past a magpie eating another magpie. That's gotta be bad luck.
I know this one. I follow this person.
A magpie eating another magpie? I mean, that's weird.
Oh, who is this? I read this the other day and I was like, that's sick. Oh, I know who this
disgusting.
Is.
Disgusting.
I think...
Well, don't say.
Oh, yeah,
you
okay.
Go last then.
Okay.
I'm just going to pick a random name.
Yeah, well, go... Yep. I'm going to go Jessie J.
That's a good one.
Jessie J? Limla?
I'm going to go for Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton. Jessie J. I think it's someone who was on my show, but now I'm having doubts. I think maybe it's Little Boots.
Okay.
Let's find out.
That one was from Caroline Flack.
Ah, oh, that's who it was. Bloody Flack, innit? Okay, final one. For 20 Scott Mills points. Who is this tweeting?
I just saw an alien. I swear. I just saw something in the sky.
Sounds like another Flack tweet to me. Chris, who's that tweeting?
I'm going to go Lee Ryan.
Good shout. Limla.
I'm going to go for Jerry Halliwell.
I just saw an alien. I swear. I just saw something in the sky.
I'm saying...
It seems like the kind of thing he would put because his tweets are a little bit bonkers at the moment.
They're random.
Uh-huh. I'm saying it's example. Let's find out. For 20 Scott Mills points.
That was from Lee Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh. Fix.
It's not fixed.
Yeah. Who's that cheating?
Zane. I follow him on
Twitter.
Zane,
we need Zane.
Oh, don't get Zane again.
Zane, if you are here, Chris needs another disciplining.
Yeah, oh,
lock the doors.
You're such a little cheat.
It's not cheating if you know the answer. Like,
do you follow Lee Ryan?
Yeah.
Why?
Good question.
Limla, thank you for playing.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime it gets boring up there.
I'll come
and they're banging on about budgets.
do you just come down and see us?
For a little bit of light relief.
A little bit of light relief, yeah.
Chris,
thanks for playing.
No worries.
Bye, Linla. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.